Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think it tells you early on a lot about our team and a lot of what we've tried to ingrain in each other with the relationships we've been building off the field, on the field. It's just collectively, I got your back, you got our back. We're not shying away from what we know is true. It's like, we're down 14. That's what it is. Like, what are we going to do? Nobody else can change that but us. So we went through a lot of adversity, but good teams find ways to win, even if it looks not as good. So there's a lot of things we need to clean up, but happy we came out with the win.
You know, I think collectively as a group offensively, it was just one of those deals where we just needed to get our head out of our ass. That was it. Like, that was it. It was... okay, yeah, we're just going to come out here. You know, it's hot. These dudes are probably going to give up a little bit. Now we got punched in the mouth. And that's what you get.
Man, I love that Tua. I got to tell you, that might have been my favorite part of the post game right there. Because they look very good to start the first half and going into the third and just couldn't get it going. And you got a guy that makes one of the great plays you'll see this year, Javon Holland, inside the five-yard line, a tackle, forced a fumble, recovered in the end zone by the Dolphins, or they're going to be down 24-7 going into the fourth quarter. And that play put the ball right back out, and the very next play, Tua hits Tyreek Hill. And all of a sudden, instead of a 17-point lead, it's a 3-point lead with a full quarter to go. And I felt like, and by the way, I don't want to say any names and stuff, but a lot of people felt like it was a combination of mentally and physically exhausted. Jacksonville didn't look like same team in the fourth quarter. I thought they got tight. They looked, all of a sudden, we could run the ball more. I don't know this conditioning thing, but they look wiped out.
So I was going to ask you about that because we got a lot of texts this morning. That was kind of one of the storylines yesterday, is that the preseason, guys don't play in the preseason. They don't practice as hard. And maybe that's why they came out looking the way that they did.
Oh, I agree with that.
But and by the way, it's not just
I do
Dolphins.
Agree with that. It was everybody.
Around the league,
oh, it's terrible.
Around the league, there were a lot of teams that
had a lot of teams that had quarterbacks couldn't throw for 200 yards yesterday in a game that is set up to throw it everywhere.
There were a lot of flat looking teams yesterday. Cincinnati will probably take the cake for that one, but
I don't know, Woody. There was some bad ones. That guy in Atlanta, he didn't look very good either.
Kirk Cousins, jeez, man.
Hey, you know the other one, Woody? The offensive line play. I was just watching last night when I got home.
Yeah, it was terrible around the league.
What's going on with the offensive line situation? I'm not saying everybody.
Well, I told you, like, when we talk about it down here, it's like every team in the league thinks their offensive line's bad.
They really do. You know, and so, but yesterday, listen, they
How about, I watched the Cleveland game yesterday, the one Brady was on, and those guys were teeing off on the Massage King yesterday. I mean, Micah Parsons,
he
must have had 50 quarterback hits yesterday. I mean, I'm not even joking,
I saw the second half when I got
home. They were knocking the crap out of that guy from the jump.
Well, they're not talking about the O-line in Cleveland. They're talking about the quarterback and how bad he is.
I know, but in fairness to him, man, and I don't like him, in fairness to him, he was just getting knocked around.
He won't make it through a season. We got a lot of Buffalo stuff coming up.
These D-lines are elite, and the pass rushers are just that much better, Joe, or the O-line play is bad.
I don't know, man.
Or everyone's just flat to start week one. But there was a lot of bad play.
I had two thoughts on just down here where I'm guessing we had to have one of the hottest, most humid games in the NFL, 1 o'clock start at Hard Rock Stadium in September. Kind of hard to beat that one. Two thoughts. A lot of people didn't play a lot of preseason football, and it looked like it. It did. Overall, it looked like it. I saw a couple of our guys try to make tackles early in that game, and they just kind of bounced off them, and I just go, they haven't tackled. Some of those guys have not tackled in a year. So they'll get better at that because some of those guys are really good. Some of our corners, Ramsey and Kohu, are actually guys that are really good tacklers. Didn't look that good yesterday at times. So I know that part will get better as they play more. The second part is the conditioning, and I thought the Dolphins actually, I got to give it to Mike, they looked in better shape than Jacksonville. Jacksonville got gassed at the end of that game. We started running the ball with Wilson, right? They put Wilson in there.
And so a texture does make a good point. I mean, it did look significantly hotter on their sideline. I know that's a big advantage, and the Dolphins don't get that advantage again basically this season until much later on.
Yeah, no, that's it for one, isn't it?
For a while. But that is, you know, and they even mentioned it during the broadcast, you know, but that is probably a significant deal over them. I mean, those guys looked like they were baking in the sun.
I did notice, I've never seen a team warm up and come off the field so much earlier than the other team. Like, our guys were still warming up, and their guys came off. So they were, but they're up there. You know, I talked to guys in Jackson. Hey, I haven't paid attention. What's your weather? Oh, it's been hot up there too. But they're going, man, it's hot down there. I mean, the way the stadium is and stuff. Hey, it's an advantage. I just thought we just, for not really showing up basically for three quarters or not playing well at all, the way they played in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden you got everybody playing well, and then Jason Sanders makes that 52-yard field goal. And by the way, didn't look like Coach was trying too hard to get too much closer. He got there and he goes, that's good enough. Jason's got it. We're good to go. And put it through, split the uprights from 52 yards for the game winner for Jason, which probably going to be in a lot of tight ball games. If you watch yesterday, Jake Bailey was actually really good. And I hate doing that because usually when I'm talking about punters, you're talking about losing football games. You talk about a guy punched too much, but he had a really maybe his best game with the Miami Dolphins since he's been here. He was really, really good. So those guys did a nice job. I know Jason missed one, but came back and made one to tie it, and then another one to win it. So man, he's not letting stuff affect him, which is great, and came through. But I will tell you, folks, as we all get up together here on a Monday morning, getting ready for another game in a couple of days, my voice is about half shot here from yapping so much yesterday.
Well,
Friday night show was a lot of yapping, too, with alcohol.
Yeah, I saw the picture. How about the difference, though, between the Javon Holland play? He makes that play, and we're sitting here this morning, 1-0, getting ready for Buffalo.
Yeah.
If he doesn't make that play, I don't think the Dolphins' offense comes to life the way that it does, and they probably lose that football game. We're sitting here 0-1 with some serious problems because, look, a lot of texts are starting to point these things out, and they're right. There were a lot of issues the Dolphins had in that game. And I just kind of, you know, you win and you kind of sweep it under the rug a little bit, right? And you got a game to get ready for on Thursday. But the difference between Javon Holland making that play and them winning that game, I mean, it's just, you're talking night and day, man. 0-1, we're sitting here this morning?
I've
said. Beat up at home by Jacksonville?
Javon Holland's play. Yeah, you know, coach has been saying this for a long, long time. Hey, one play can make a difference in a game.
Well, that was the play.
That was the play. Now, those don't always happen. But that play, because you're right, I think.
But the wheels came off for Jacksonville, too, man. Like, it's not like that play, like the, you know. I mean, these Dolphins still had to score a few times.
No, but.
And Jacksonville to get shut out the rest of the way. Like,
Woody.
But
Woody,
the wheels came off.
Woody,
on that
I got to stop
man.
You within seconds of Javon Holland's play and the very first play. Tyreek Hill goes 80 yards. Apparently, all they did was talk about don't let Tyreek Hill have that big play. And on that crossing route, he catches it and then outruns those guys. Those two plays, and instead of a game that you're 3-score game, you're up 3 points. Instead of a 3-score game, you're up just a field goal. And it's like, well, one stop here, and all of a sudden our defense got energy. Now, I'm curious about a few things, and I think Omar's going to be with us a little bit later on in the show. We'll talk to Omar. I'm a little worried about the defensive front, and it's not Sealer and it's not Calais Campbell. I mean, they got to have some other guys. Calais Campbell can't play every play. He is really good. Don't get me wrong. But we need another guy. We need another guy. And the running game got going a little bit, but it's not where you want it. And, you know, the outside run has been our bread and butter. And late in the game, you're able to run it a little bit. But
and offensively, they didn't get anything going until that fumble. And, you know, Joe, I'll be honest. Who's to say that they do? I mean, if the ETN goes in and scores there, does the offense stay in the rut?
Yeah, but
that it was in?
But it doesn't matter because it didn't happen. And
I
this
know.
Is. And by the way, what's it go back to? All those things we got. Oh, we got a lot more guys we've added. And guess what it came down to? Came to Waddle on one side and Tyreek Hill on the other and Achane, a heavy dose of Achane yesterday. That was pretty much the offense. Think about it. Waddle and Hill had one play each that took almost half of Tua's 300 and something yards on a 63 and an 80 yard play. How many teams yesterday had an 80 and a 63 yard touchdowns from their outside receivers, had 200 yard games, and oh, by the way, Achane breaks a tackle and goes like, what, 35, 40 yards on another one? So speed kills, and we're waiting for all these things. Tight end thing never really came together yesterday the way, you know, numbers-wise, I thought it was. And
But they were sure enough out there for enough you know, false starts and stuff.
Boy, so anyway, that was that
It'll
was
fun
the deal.
When we whip around the league here, by the way, because there were some messy performances yesterday.
Yeah, no. Listen, and I want to say this at the end, and listen, I've heard my whole family and everybody has called me about their thoughts on everything. I will just tell you this: we won, and I'm not getting up here on a Monday morning and going to apologize that we won the game. I know we didn't play great for most of the game. I know that. I saw it. They did not play great. In almost three quarters, did not play well enough to deserve to win that game. But that fourth quarter and the two plays that were made, I mean, Javon Holland's play was as good as you're going to see, and Tyreek Hill going 80. I don't know if Tyreek Hill went 80 yards on a play last year. That might be his longest touchdown since he's been here. I don't know. It's got to be one of his longest.
Good point here by George on the text. Jags messed up going for it on fourth down, their own territory, plenty of time left. They did do that, and they ran one of those ridiculous like pitch plays or whatever, you know, throw the ball in the
back.
Well,
he went in really bad field position, and he got away with it because we missed a field goal.
Yeah, but
that doesn't change.
Like, again, man, the wheels came off for Jacksonville.
So you're up three. What are you doing not punting out of you're in the Dolphins' what are you doing? You giving the Dolphins a short field? Like, what? It was crazy.
I guess you got to do something there. It felt, by the way, like that game was, like Dolphins were going to win that game at that point.
It did. When we got to the fourth quarter, it felt like
you could tell Jacksonville was not going
to
do
anything. The body language on that field, whether they were tired or don't know how to win, or that little thought, here we go again, when you don't know how to win, like we're close, but this feels like last year at the end of the year when we couldn't win close games, it kicked in again.
Those guys must have been just on the verge of puking on the way out of there. Those Jacksonville radio guys that I know you see on the way out of. Could you imagine being on the wrong end of that one?
They're up.
That's brutal, man.
If you're a playoff game, you don't lose that game.
Yeah, and I'm guessing they think they're a pretty good team, right? I mean, we heard that last week. Trevor Lawrence is
all I can do, though, okay, instead of say that was – I'm not going to say what ETN did was – I mean, he messed up. But Javon Holland, got to give him some credit. That big son of a gun came across. There's nobody else around him. That was Javon. It's Javon or it doesn't happen. And not only does he make the tackle, he frees the ball into the end zone, where half the defense got a chance to get it. So anyway, huge, huge play. We got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. By the way, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this one. You know who else was down big yesterday? Buffalo. They were down big at home yesterday before the Josh Allen show started.
You see him jumping into the end zone. He knocked down a guy that must have been 300-something pounds when he went leaping
into
the end zone.
Come on, what are you doing? I know he wants to win, and that's Josh Allen.
That's how he plays, bro.
I know it's been 6 years, so I shouldn't say that.
So a lot of these guys, Lamar took a million shots.
He did, and we were saying the same thing about Lamar. How long can you do that?
By the way, we got our first quarterback of the year injured. Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah.
On that awesome turf in Brazil.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That thing has turned out to be. I'm glad we picked up some new fans.
Yeah,
jeez.
Great.
Hey, right now I want to tell you about something very important. Hey, congratulations. I met a guy in the parking lot. He and his wife came up to me. First time it's ever happened. I've had a lot of guys come up to me, but I had a husband and wife go, thank you, Joe, Atlantic Men's Clink. I'm on my way out of the game. Just kind of going through all the barbecues and all the celebration, and they got everything going for a little food after the game, and she goes, hey man, thank you. My husband's Atlantic Men's Cleaning guy, and I go, hey man, it's great, isn't it? And we were talking, guy was very open about it, and I said, yeah man, I got to tell you, greatest thing, and all these people are listening to us, and we're talking about Atlantic Men's Clinic at the football game yesterday. ED and low T, I don't care what age, it's a fact. So if anybody ever makes fun of you when you say I got ED and low T, it's going to happen to all of us, brothers. Doesn't matter. It's going to happen. 40s for some guys, 50s for some guys. This is not me talking. This is the professionals at Atlantic Men's Clinic telling me it does. And if you got low T, you usually got ED. Sex drive is gone. Energy level's gone. Everything's gone. And you want to keep it going, you can with Atlantic Men's Clinic because this is what they do. 6 months ago, I went in there embarrassed, did not want to talk to somebody I didn't know about the fact that I had low T and ED. It is embarrassing. But, man, I went in there. I'm glad I did. It's the best appointment. Going to that party you didn't want to go to and you had a great time. That's what it's like going to Atlantic Men's Clinic and talking to their professionals. They're great. And get all the tests done and find out if you want to do the program. I think you will. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300. If you're dragging and tired and another weekend with no sex drive, and it's starting to get to you, especially that little lady's looking good, and there you are going, making excuses, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Send it back to you on this double victory Monday, man.
Double victory, yeah.
We don't get these that often. This
Canes,
is a good one.
Canes, the only thing I get out of those Canes games when you play a FAMU is you want to be good enough for me to so all those young guys can play. All those young guys, those true freshmen, redshirt freshmen, get a chance to play.
Yeah, I wonder at what point do they stop scheduling games like that altogether, right? Because the conferences keep getting bigger and bigger, and there's just no reason. Because, look, I mean, at the end of the day, you're just going to get guys hurt, right? And if you start the season with Florida – why do you need to, like, and I get, like, if you want to start the season with a team like that, it's basically an exhibition game.
Everybody grabs one or two of them, Woody.
I know, but.
Everybody grabs one. And, by the way, Notre Dame, they didn't think they were grabbing one when they paid Northern Illinois $1.4 million to come and beat them at Notre Dame.
No, I think there's a few schools this past weekend that scheduled some games they won't schedule anymore.
Losing that game at home when you're that good, are supposed to be that good, or you're perceived to be that good from what's coming back and what you've added. That's a lose 16-14 is a really that's a bad one. And oh, by the way, you wrote him a check for over $1 million.
Real feel good story, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Somebody corrected me. It's triple victory money. Don't forget the Marlins. Marlins did win 10-1.
Did they?
They're in the update, yep.
There you go. I didn't even get a chance.
We didn't even get
nice
to your
job,
tennis.
Sports.
You had the tennis yesterday. I got that in the update.
I got to see
American
that.
Couldn't do it.
I got to see that today on Tennis Channel. I hope you don't think I'm a loser, but by the way, I'm really looking forward.
You're going to watch the match today.
Yeah. It's on Tennis Channel. It's going to be on Tennis Channel all day.
You know who won already.
Yeah, I already know. But I still want to see it, some of it.
Okay.
But the thing I really want to see is what's going on tonight out in the Bay Area. the Jets and this stroke job about the Jets. I think we're all curious to see how they play against San Francisco. Curious.
There's been a lot of buildup.
There really has, right? New York Jets. There's been as much on that game as
Aaron Rodgers, bro. He's been the talk of the offseason.
So I'm really curious to see what they look like. Bills, nice comeback. I mean, we got to play a lot better. The Dolphins have to play a lot better than they did Thursday night. But saying that, they got to be feeling like this again. They got a shot. And I believe Josh Allen got an injury to his hand. It's not his throwing hand, but he had four touchdowns, two passing and two running. He's 11-2 against the Dolphins, if you're wondering, into another year. But they were down 17-3 at home before coming back to win that game and had to get a drive at the end of the game.
Yeah, and so the last thing you can do if you're the Dolphins on Thursday night is allow Josh Allen to run. I mean, you got to let him beat you with his arm, right? And those receivers, those second-tier receivers that he's got over there, like, you cannot allow him to run around like he did in that game.
I will tell you one thing Jacksonville should be excited about. I think they hit a home run on Brian Thomas, the LSU first-round pick at the end of the first round.
Yeah, the problem is they just signed a quarterback. I don't think he's all that good, man. I don't think you can get to the promised land with Trevor Lawrence.
So, he didn't get a lot of help. I'll tell you, had a really crappy game for him. Really, really bad game is Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk had some drop balls for big gains. He caught a nice one down the middle, but he didn't do much. But, hey, listen, and I heard as I was leaving, a lot of people going, I didn't think Tua was that good. I had some people in front of me, I get this feel of the fan after the game. They go, yeah, I didn't think Tua was that good. And I was like, what? I mean, yeah, he missed a couple throws early, but he's 23 of 37, 338 yards, a touchdown. The other part is he didn't turn the ball over. He did not turn the ball over and made a couple nice throws to the guys on the outside. He's going to put up big numbers. I tell everybody, they go, well, how do you know? I go, look, he's got two guys on the outside that he's got pretty good connection with. Yesterday, he and Tyreek did not get off to a great start together. Threw a couple of takeoffs, threw a corner route that, Tyreek was wide open. He missed it, overthrew it. But, boy, I'll tell you what, you look at the game, you're going, well, he threw for 338 yards. He's number one. He's going to be number one week one, most likely, for yards passing in the NFL and quarterback rating and the whole thing, he'll be number one. And as long as he has those guys, we all try to overthink it. Like, our offense is really good, but we need to add this and this and this. And so we start looking at all the new pieces. And no, it's Tyreek and Jalen. It's right. What do they have? 16, 17 targets between them. And between those guys, they both have 100-yard games.
You're right about this third receiver and this tight end situation. Like, they do need someone else to step up and make some plays, man. Like, those tight ends were non-existent. The only time you really heard about the tight ends when they were getting those false start penalties.
Yeah.
Those guys were kind of just not there.
No, then, not nothing. It was
they tried to get the ball to Braxton a couple of times. Didn't work.
No, that didn't work. So he... he ends up, by the way, they went heavy on another surprise to me. Achane was kind of the feature guy as a receiver outside. You saw him break a tackle. He makes guys miss one-on-one. Tried to get him and some of the other running backs in open space out in the flats. But
5-5-4, I'm worried about the passing distribution. Tyreek 10, Waddle.
Yeah, well, I got you, man. Yeah. But you know what? We say that, and I say it.
They're going to keep feeding Tyreek. As long as he's out there, they're going to keep feeding him.
So you have two plays, and you go over 140 yards from two plays, from each one from one guy and one from the other. Some of the guys didn't throw for that yesterday. Those guys each caught it, and I saw how many guys – we had a couple – the rookie out of Chicago threw for 90 yards.
Dude, that game was hideous. I know we're about to do our whip around here, but that game was absolutely hideous.
They won.
Will Levis in Tennessee. My God, man.
There were a lot of guys that at quarterback yesterday that, and by the way, at home, they got to have a lot of their fan bases going, oh, my God.
We're going to have the same situation as we did last year, by the way, with quarterbacks getting hurt, because guys were getting just the crap knocked out of them yesterday.
I saw Deshaun Watson go outside the pocket and get drilled.
He was shaking up a bunch yesterday. I mean, you got Jordan Love was already hurt. It was a lot of these guys. Will Levis getting knocked around. Josh Allen's banged up already.
Yeah, but you play like that. Lamar and Josh.
Yeah.
They're two of the best.
Lamar did not shy away from any hits. Not only that, but he puts his shoulder down too. He does the same thing Josh does.
You see, Mahomes.
They're not going to change the way those guys play.
Mahomes did it. Mahomes going out of bounds, and
He did it once.
He did it once.
Mahomes
too.
Is a little more of a slider than.
All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We do have a lot of stuff. If you're wondering, Omar Kelly's going to join us at 8:20 this morning. We'll talk to him, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, and get his take on the team. I'm sure the O line and D line will be a hot topic going forward. And trying to figure things out. Yeah, man, if you're in Jacksonville and you think you're about ready to go up 24-7 in that game going in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden you lose that game, and I saw my buddies that do the games for Jacksonville, they were bummed out, man. And I said, hey, that's a hard one. I ain't going to lie to you. That's a great play. But, man, great play by the safety, Javon Holland. And Tyreek Hill, next play, 80 yards. As good a back-to-back plays as you'll ever see this year by the Miami Dolphins going from defense to offense like that. Incredible. Right now, I want to talk to you about another guy that's pretty amazing. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. My man, 33 years in the business, 7 days a week working for you. Boy, I'll tell you what, we sat down with him. Woody was there with us, and we're sitting there talking about reverse mortgages. And he goes, oh, my God, reverse mortgages are one of the hottest things going right now. There's a lot of people through the years have lived in the same home and have built up a lot of equity in their home. And once you're 62 or older, you and your spouse, it might be absolutely perfect for you. Man, if you qualify and you get all that equity out of your home, you have a place to live, and you can really use that money. A lot of people at 62 thought they'd be a little better off. It might be perfect for you. It sure has been, because it's one of the most popular mortgages we have here in South Florida. So I'm just telling you about that one. Also, first-time home buyers, Michael Kotze's got a program, Fixed Rates Now in the Fives for you. Self-employed and been declined by the banks? No. Michael Kotze says, I got something for you, too. Don't worry about that. Listen, no matter what you're going through, want to buy a home or anything else, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage would love to take care of you. He gets you approved in half the time of the big banks. Check out the Google reviews on him if you want. Choice Mortgage reviews. Find out, boy, people are saying nice things about Michael Kotze. He works 7 days a week. You're not going to outwork that guy. Got great contacts to get you the best rates, get you approved quickly, get that money to you. Call him or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. This man has no life. Seriously. Michael Kotze, he has no life. His kids go, why does he say that, Dad? MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. All right, Woody. What do you have for us this morning here after that crazy-ass
Sunday? I like this for headlines music, by Sunday the way, on Monday. You ready to whip off around?
Yeah, yeah. Go hit him.
All right. You want to start in Brazil? Eagles and Packers on Friday night. The Eagles hold on 34-29. Guys are slipping and sliding all over the place. Saquon Barkley at 3 touchdowns. Jordan Love's out for like a month.
They got lucky. they got lucky if he's out a month. Because, boy, I saw that, I went, oh, boy, that could be.
They got lucky no one got tore up on that turf, by the way.
Is there anything good that came out of there besides the fans love the game?
I guess everyone made it home okay. As far as I know.
Boy, that thing was a PR disaster.
Yeah, which is good, by the way.
Nice.
It's really good to see that. Even, like, I saw LeBron James jumped on Twitter. He was ripping the turf. The outcome was that
great.
Was great, by the
okay.
way.
Okay,
hopefully,
great.
You know,
thanks.
You know
I'm glad
have,
LeBron
you know where they have
that.
Good grass? In the USA.
They do.
Keep our games right here.
Go ahead.
All right. Bills and Cardinals, we did mention this one. Josh Allen, 4 total touchdowns, Joe, 34-28. It was a feisty Cardinals team there, but the Bills able to hold them off.
They're beatable.
Yeah.
Just can't wait Thursday night, man. Hey, and by the way, this game's in a couple days. It's crazy. They're like, get a lot of treatment. We may go out and stretch one day and move around a little bit, and then let's play.
All right, a couple of teams fighting for worst performances of Sunday here. Pittsburgh and Atlanta. The Steelers win this game in Atlanta, 18-10. Kirk Cousins throws for 155 yards and 2 interceptions. Justin Fields threw for 156 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He still won the game.
That's crazy.
That was some rough quarterback play.
There was a lot of that yesterday, Woody.
Yes, there was. That there brings was, us to the Titans and the Bears. The Bears win 24-17. Will Levis throws for 127, 2 interceptions. Caleb Williams was terrible, too. He had 92 yards passing.
Those guys between them barely threw for 200 yards in an NFL football game together.
Yeah. And I don't know what the over-under I was on that game.
By the way, there were some of the best. Get to the guy in Cincinnati. Keep going. You're on a roll.
Bengals and Patriots, the upset. This was the biggest spread. Remember we kept talking about it? Biggest spread of the weekend. And the Bengals laid a monster egg at home. They got shut out in the first half. Joe Burrow, remember it was big. He was coming back, 164 yards.
Wow. Now, did Ja'Marr Chase did play because I saw his numbers.
Yeah, he had 6 for 62.
But the other guy did not play.
No, T. Higgins did not. Are the Patriots good? Are the Bengals bad? Is it a fluke?
I don't know, but the Patriots got to win.
They did.
And they're going to take them however you can get it, whatever it takes, man.
The division going for the clean sweep tonight, Joe, see if the Jets get
the win. We're not messing around, the AFC East.
Yeah, we're tough. Colts and Texans. Texans hold on 29-27. There's a little more offense in this game. C.J. Stroud had a couple of touchdowns. Joe Mixon had a nice game. Anthony Richardson, man, he slings it around there. He made a couple of nice plays, made a couple of horrific throws as well.
I saw Stephon Diggs had a touchdown.
He had a couple. Yeah, he had a couple.
Did he?
Yeah. Good for him.
Boy, it's hard after week one, Woody. There was a lot of, like we said, the football. Hey, I asked, and I'll let you finish first, but could Kansas City be the best team of football after week one from what you've seen so far?
Yes.
One game left?
Yes. Well, Kansas City is the best team in football until proven otherwise.
That's true.
Right? They get that. Maybe the worst team in football, the Panthers, got smashed by the Saints. Florio had that one, by the way. Remember? You asked him for a game to pick, and he said, I don't know why the Saints are only getting 4 at home or whatever he said. And, boy, that they crushed the Panthers 47-10. Vikings and Giants. The Giants stink 28-6. They lose to the Vikings.
They scored
in New
6
York.
At home, huh? Great.
In New York. Sam Darnold. A little renaissance here, man. Sam Darnold was slinging it.
How Daniel Jones? I heard he was getting booed. He was trying to get in his car, and they were, like, booing him. The fans stayed around just to boo him going home. They followed him home.
Daniel Jones threw for 100. He was 22 of 42 for 186 and 2 interceptions.
Ooh, man.
That's not a good stat line.
Wow.
Chargers and Raiders. The cheating Harbaugh gets his first win, 22-10. Chargers over the Raiders there. Gardner Minshew, 257, a touchdown and a pick. As again, man, the quarterback play is a little dicey.
I don't think Herbert
Justin
did
Herbert
much in that
144
game.
144 and a touchdown.
They kind of went the running game, didn't they? He's going to pound it.
Broncos and Seahawks. The Seahawks hold on 26-20. Geno Smith, 171 yards, a touchdown,
man,
and an interception.
A lot of guys under 200 yards passing.
Yeah, these numbers are bizarre, man. Bo Nix, by the way, 26 of 42, 138, and 2 picks.
Rough day for all those great stories in preseason, huh?
I mean,
so much for that. Let's run our generic offense and defense. And
these numbers are seriously comical at this point. Like, and then we go to Dallas. They didn't need much offense, obviously, because the defense was kind of did it all. But Dak Prescott, after his new contract, by the way, got a contract done. 19-32, 179 yards and a touchdown. Deshaun Watson, 24 of 45, a buck 69, a touchdown and two interceptions.
You're like going back to high school football games, really.
These numbers, yeah, these numbers are pretty wild here.
And Woody, can they set up the rules in more in favor than they already are?
No, probably
not. For the offense? My God.
And crazy enough, maybe the best performance of the day went to Baker Mayfield, who went 24-30, 289, and four touchdowns.
Baker did drop in a couple of nice touchdown passes.
Yeah, he might have had the best game out of anyone yesterday. And
Baker ain't no faker.
Jaden Daniels on the other side. He had a couple of rushing touchdowns. He ran for 88 yards, but he only threw for 184. Yeah, these numbers are absolutely bizarre. And then we had a good game last night, Lions and Rams. The Lions, if you're just waking up, win it in overtime. They get the touchdown there in overtime. Matthew Stafford threw for 317, a touchdown and an interception. Jared Goff, 217. One touchdown, one interception.
They tied it up late in that game. Rams are looking good.
Rams are feisty. Puka Nacua, by the way, had a knee injury in that one.
Oh.
Had to get carted off. Never a good sign there. Nah. And then Monday Night Football, Joe. Big one. 49ers hosting the Jets. Numbers up to 3.5. San Francisco's favored. 43.5 is your total here. Both very good defenses taking the field tonight.
Oh, boy. That
Do we get
be,
another one
should
of
be
those?
A really good game, man.
Do we have a quarterback clunker here, though, like the rest of these games?
I don't know what to think of Aaron Rodgers. I swear, I have no idea. I know their Jets defense is good. I don't expect the 49ers to score a lot of points against that Jets defense, do you? In the first week?
I think it'll be a very low scoring game, to be honest with you. I cannot believe how bad the quarterback play has been so far. It really is amazing. And I like this text of 609. You guys are funny ripping other teams. Worry about your own team against good teams going forward.
That's okay. Do we tell
That's
you know what
we do in the whip around?
Hey, listen, man, we appreciate you. Yeah, it's the only chance we get to talk
bum.
About everybody, but that's all right. Don't call him a bum. We appreciate him being with us, man. Don't tell that guy
save that for Wednesday.
It's fine. Hey, I was walking out going, you know, we didn't play very well. And his buddy would go, yeah, but we won, man. We friggin' won the game. It's going to get better. I know, but. And I was like, my God, you know how many years I've walked out of here and we lost that game?
And for all the people ripping Tua, look at the numbers yesterday. I just went through a bunch of them. Look at the numbers around the league. You want to rip Tua? Today's probably not the day, man, because those numbers around the league, not good.
He doubled a lot of guys' numbers yesterday with what
I can't
he did.
Believe we just ran through that thing. We're talking about guys in NFL football games throwing for 150 yards.
Hey Woody, the other thing is, so it's funny the things I get from the Tua. And listen, if you're not a Tua fan, you're never going to be a Tua fan. Again, unless he like goes to your birthday party or something, then you might like him. But he throws for 338 yards and a touchdown. He made some great throws. He missed a throw early in the game. Would have been a touchdown to Tyreek, no question. But I just look at everything going on and making the throws late in the game, and you know the throw to Tyreek deep across the middle, and I just don't. He's not going to apologize that he has a – well, he's got those two guys on the outside.
You compare him to his peers, man. Who'd you think was better yesterday? Those two quarterbacks, they basically got paid the same thing. They're similar guys.
Tua played better.
Who's the better quarterback?
Period.
Who would you rather have on your team?
Tua played better.
No question.
Now, I got to tell you, sometimes when that's pretty and he moves around and made a couple of nice throws, you go, hey, man, I see it. But, boy, he also he disappears a little bit. Yeah, from time to time. All right, we've got a lot more coming up. 8 o'clock hour right now, though. I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. People ask me all the time, Joe, where do the pros go? Got an injury in the family. I want my family to see those doctors. And I go, well, that's Baptist Health South Florida, man. Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors, team doctors, as well as all those specialists that take care of when they do get injured, knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement. Boy, I tell you what, Achilles, we got some of the best doctors from all over the country here to help. And there's one go every day, man. It's about everybody seeing the best doctors. having a successful surgery and rehabilitation and getting you back out playing the sports you love the most. Baptist Health South Florida is just that, because we've got Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Been down there for a few surgeries. And then also at the stadium, in Hard Rock Stadium, right there next to the practice facility. Baptist Health is set up there. Great location. And the new facility in 595 in Pine Island Implantation. So easy to get to. Whether you're in Broward County, east or west, it really doesn't matter. It is right there, so right off 595. Easy to get to. Great place. Dr. Swartzen and the doctors up there do a great job. So check them out. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Doesn't matter if you're just playing team sports, individual sports, 60 years old or 12. Go see those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.